It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley. He is the director of the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum, and we have a 60th anniversary for the museum coming up. They've got great things planned. They've got great exhibits that are going on. We wanted to bring him in since the event is just a couple of weeks away to talk about some of the things that you will get to go in there and see. It's really great stuff. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
So let's talk about 60 years.
60 years.
The museum looks really good for that 60 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a lot of things in that museum. You've got some great exhibits that you're putting together just for the 60th anniversary of the museum. So you've got one that's based on, stories from the community and things like that. So let's talk about the different exhibits that you've been putting together that'll be ready and that people can go view.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. As you said, it's 60 years in 1961. There was some talk before that, but really the first important dates are in 1961. The Chamber of Commerce gave some money in January to buy an Allosaurus skeleton, Al the Allosaurus, that's still in our dino pit from the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry. And then on June 3rd, 1961, the museum opened to the public. And this museum really was a labor of love for the whole community and specific community members, mostly headlined by Don Burge, but other people like Dr. Dorman and all these other community leaders at the time really put a lot of energy and effort into this. And they basically looked at Eastern Utah and said, look at all these museums across the country and even around the world that have collections from Eastern Utah of archaeology, the human remains, human material culture, their pots and baskets and things like that, but also all the paleontology, the dinosaurs and other past evidence of life. And they said, why can't we have something like that here in Eastern Utah? And so Don, who was a professor of geology at CEU at the time, really sort of spearheaded this initiative with Price City, and the initial museum was in basically the hallways and the boardroom of Price City Hall. And then it expanded in the 70s into what was the gymnasium, which is now our Hall of Archaeology, and then expanded further in the early 90s with the acquisition of the Huntington Mammoth and the development of the rest of the museum. And so we're really excited to celebrate these 60 years of people and of the institution itself, as well as the collections. And we're going to have in our temporary gallery going up on June 3rd will be our first day that it's open, just like 60 years ago. We'll have an exhibit up that's going to have three main parts. The first one, and probably the one that many of our community members will really get a kick out of, is a timeline where we're going to have newspaper articles and some concept art by people like Merrill Hamilton and Gail Ruby, who were community members who worked as artists for the museum, of what things might look like at the museum, some of the old photos. And we're going to basically highlight some of the important events from 1961 all the way through to 2021 and perhaps beyond.
And then you also had one that, the little community involvement in that one. And this one really appealed to me because we've talked in the past, everybody has a Don Burge story. And that's what you're kind of looking for and you found in the community is different stories relating to the museum and things like that. Going back through, did you find out some things that you may not have known about? Yeah, when you started?
So we certainly did. And really, so as you said, this is an opportunity for the community to get involved even today. As you say, many people in this community have stories of Don or of the museum, or even just remember visiting as kids, a decade or maybe a couple decades ago, depending on how old we are, and specific memories. And that's one thing that you see with museums, especially paleontology museums, these dinosaurs, these massive beasts, the Huntington Mammoth, they're awe-inspiring to all of us, but particularly kids. And it's really a great way to introduce children and younger people to science and the scientific process. And so a lot of us have these great memories. And what we're going to be doing, actually, is we're going to have a part of this exhibit where we're collecting your stories now with the idea that we can build those out in the future. And so we'll have a way for you to leave some of your favorite memories of the museum or your favorite memories of Don or some of the other staff that you interact with over the years. And it's really going to be a lot of fun.
This all starts, the main exhibits are going to open on June 3rd. What kind of mandate dates and things like that are you guys going to have in place by then?
Yeah, so on June 3rd, we're going to have our members opening for our museum members, and it will open to the public. It'll be available to the public on June 3rd, but we're going to have a special members opening. There are still mandates in place for USU specifically, and those are going to be changing, but the timing of that's going to be a little bit different. We still require masks up till now. That will likely be changing in June, but it's not entirely sure clear how that's going to impact the museum itself. But as of right now, you're still required to wear a mask in the museum. We ask that you socially distance from people not in your party, and those will be changing as more and more of us get vaccinated. But it's really going to be a fun event, a fun exhibit for you guys to come see and visit the museum and reminisce and think about all the fun times you've had. Maybe you volunteered there. Maybe you worked in the gift shop. You know, maybe you just remember bringing out-of-towners here to visit and having a good experience there. And we'd love to hear those stories. We'd really love to hear from the community about how the museum's impacted them. And that's going to be a real highlight of this. And then moving forward into the late summer, early fall, there's nothing, it's all still tentative based on changes in USU policy and our own operational plan under COVID. But we plan on having some more public events that are perhaps a little bit more of a party nature, maybe some cake and some speakers talking about the history of the museum or the significance of this museum. It's the last section of the temporary gallery that I didn't talk about is we're highlighting some of the significant aspects of our collection and how they've impacted science and our understanding of the past, not just here in Eastern Utah, but even worldwide. This museum really punches above its weight and has some incredible specimens, the original specimens of the Utah Raptor, of course, which I know we've talked about in the past. That's really the foundation for the Velociraptor that's in Jurassic Park, which Velociraptors are about the size of maybe a German Shepherd or so, and not the huge ones you see in the movie. But Utah Raptors are that big, in fact, a little bit bigger than the ones in the movie, and were the first raptor species that were found of that size. And, you know, there's all sorts of great stories in the community, as you shared with me early, about Steven Spielberg reaching out to Don Burge around that time of that movie. And so we're going to be highlighting some of that. How has the collections of this museum, both from private collections as well as from the museum's own research, as well as a repository for federal development projects, the artifacts and fossil specimens from those types of projects, how has that really played a role in our understanding of the past? And I think people will be impressed at just how much research and how important this museum has been in our own backyard.
It is, and people need to realize what a gem we have. Before we get out of here, let's give the museum hours and everything right there.
Yeah, so that's another change that's going to be happening a little bit. We're slowly working towards getting the visitor center back in there, and at that point we'll be open 7 days a week. Currently we're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Anytime in there, and starting on June 10th, the first culture connection of the summer, we're going to start staying open on Thursdays until 7 p.m. And so that's going to start with the culture connection, but it's going to continue year round. So moving forward, our hours are going to be Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, except on Thursdays we'll be open another 2 hours. And the idea with that is that we just want to have people who, you know, if I did not work at the museum, Saturday would be the only chance I would get to go to visit the museum. And so we want to have something outside of normal working hours that's available for people. And we thought it dovetailed pretty nicely with the culture connection. We stayed open for music mix and mingles as a sort of a soft attempt at this. So we didn't really advertise it very much. We just stayed open to see how well we did. And it was well attended, and it was nice to see people in the community and to have the museum be part of those community events. With culture connections right outside of our south doors, you know, we're closing down right as the music starts just because we don't want to be drawing people behind the stage and into their equipment spaces. But we'll be open, and we'd love to see you guys before our next culture connection.
All right. Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum, thank you so much for coming in today. Get out there and enjoy the museum here in town. It's a lot of fun, and happy birthday.
Absolutely. Come out and check out some artifacts from Nine Mile Canyon or Jurassic National Monument, and then go out and visit those spaces and imagine what it would have been like to be a Fremont farmer there 1,000 years ago, or maybe even Allosaurus 100 million years ago in the quarries. So
get out and have some fun. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.